Essendon, we wear the red and black. We're famous for our courage, we will never turn our backs. With our teamwork and our talking, we'll strive out for the ball. Cause we're called the Bombers, the greatest team of all. We're called the Bombers, we go our merry way. We'll be there in September in the Premiership we'll play. We'll go striding, we'll be first to the ball. Cause we're called the Bombers, the greatest team of all.
Yes, hello everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of Napier Street Elite. It was a away trip to remember as we held on to down the power, and after experiencing my first Adelaide crowd, I was left with envy as well as pride as we showed amazing character and a hell of a lot of skill to hold them off until the final siren. Nothing beats an away victory, does it, Dad?
That was a great weekend. Fantastic weekend. Well, I guess we have to thank Adelaide because that new ground is just... Well, as far as I'm concerned, only the MCG in Australia beats it now. It's past the SCG and it's past the Gabba. It is an outstanding facility. The atmosphere is brilliant. Even the atmosphere walking to and from the place is fantastic.
Walking from was a bit difficult.
Well, it was a slower walk.
They probably should have put a second bridge in
or
something.
I just loved it. And for our team to stick with them, especially in that last quarter when we all knew we were going to lose because that Port Adelaide's fitness and their reputation and they never lose last quarters, and we hung it out. And they missed some chances and there were a few decisions either way, but our guys never stopped trying and they did not did not deserve to lose. Wonderful, wonderful effort. Congratulations to all the players. And to see them so happy after the game, I mean, Joe Danaher, Fanning, to watch the elation on his face. He didn't play a good game, but he nearly got a vote for me just for how happy he was after the game, because it means a lot to us when we know it means a lot to them. And that was the highlight of the game. And I didn't even watch the end, because when you're there, you don't know how much time there is left. And people behind were saying, well, there's been a lot of throw-ins and there's been a lot of this and there's time to go. And, of course, you don't know. And I just looked up at the scoreboard and they flicked onto the box. And Bomber Thompson's jumping up and down congratulating everyone. I got up, we've won. And everyone, a couple of people looked around, yeah, I'm on drugs. Like the rest, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Oops. But that was it. And I was off because I said, oh, look at the scoreboard. And they're all congratulating each other. And that was enough for me. That was a highlight.
Yeah.
Absolute highlight.
Yeah, no, it was top. Top game, top venue, good seats actually.
Yes.
Right behind the goal.
Just think how far we were on level 5 CU.
5.
And yet, I know.
It was not level 5.
Yeah, it was level 5. Yeah, it was level 5. Level 5 CU. And we're so close.
We were very close.
Great design. It goes up and not out.
A bit like Etihad does.
Yeah.
But obviously not as spanned. It was very good.
Yep, so it was a great weekend, and we thank and congratulate the players and Bomber Thompson again for holding everything together. Does a great job.
Made reading the paper the next morning over a cup of tea.
Oh, it was great, wasn't it?
Quite nice.
Reading the paper. And that was a fair report in the paper too. They didn't carry on. I thought I think Adelaide is growing up, and it's probably one of my favourite places in the world now, let alone in Australia.
It's definitely my second favourite city in Australia.
I love going there, and we'll be going again for sure.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the crowd was something else. So, I mean, we'll go on about that in a bit.
We need to. We need to have a look at it in Melbourne. That, you know, they got it right.
Yeah. Votes?
Well, it was difficult. There's probably 6 players. Yeah, well, sometimes I find it easy. Sometimes I just thought Zaharakis consistently across the 4 quarters was outstanding. He is starting to turn into a bit of a leader. So I gave him my 3. I thought he was fantastic. I think his disposal starting to improve as well. He's always had the pace, and he's always been able to be at the right place at the right time. I thought Myers was the best game he's played for Essendon.
Yep.
If he can do that every week, what an improvement. 9 tackles, I think. Fantastic running. A goal as well to add to the defensive work.
And a great goal.
And a driving force. And what a move. Here we are moaning all year about small forwards, and they put him in the back line,
and he
was absolutely fantastic. So Winderlick gets my 1. And also Stanton is a loose man in the back line also, in that how many intercept marks he took later on was outstanding. So my 3 were Zaharakis, Myers, and Winderlick. Sorry.
I had the same 3 as you. I had it ran another way. I had Myers. I was so excited when he started like he did. And then he kept going, and he kept going, and he kept going. is yeah, easily his best game in red and black. Windelek, we've talked about him just then, going back, but being that real slingshot forward, and I think that gave Dempsey...
Looks like he's found another home.
I think it gave Dempsey a lot of freedom as well.
And I'd say it's probably one of Dempsey's best games. He laid three, what I call in the old school, perfect tackles and was unrewarded. He laid more than that, but he laid three tackles that were absolutely caught cold. Anyway, sorry.
My one was Zaharakis.
Nearly got excited.
Nearly, yeah. So, yeah, so...
So, yes, we got a lot of votes, and thank you, everybody, for putting in. So, it was a very good response to the votes this week. The totals, Myers, 19, Zaharakis, 14, Windelik, 9, Dempsey, 3, Bagley, 2, Stanton, 2, and Ryder, 1. Not much change to the leaderboard. Leaves Heppel, 115, 1 point in front of Watson, 114, Goddard on 90, Zaharakis on 72 and Stanton on 63.
Yep.
Fantastic. It's getting closer and closer. I think by the end of the year, I think Stanton, Zaharakis and Goddard are all going to be up. There's going to be a five-way playoff here. So it's getting exciting.
It is getting exciting. I thought Bagley coming back in was great because Hibbert out, he really helped.
He's terrific.
If him and Hibbert were both out, I don't think we would have won.
No, he's...
And I actually think Ryder's had another really good game.
Game. It's pretty clear to me that when Bell Chambers is in, Ryder just doesn't do it. And
it's strange. That doesn't make sense, though. I've got to be honest.
They were talking what's his name? The Port Adelaide Ruckman is getting tired, but I thought Ryder had one of his better games and really, really lobbied. Who's a good player.
Dude, Ryder's strong and fast, fit player. He could play.
And he was pretty damaging. Players. We had a couple of clearances due to ruck work, so that was great.
Excellent stuff.
Yep.
Right, news.
News?
Not news. My little comments about the game itself.
Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide crowd.
Yep.
I've got to be honest, I think I said it to you while we were there. Once they were done, once we came out and they booed and we played our song and that was fine, it was really good. Then it was like, then it was like
a home ground advantage a home ground feeling.
They dimmed the lights nearly. Yes. And they didn't, but it felt like that.
Yes.
They had that fantastic song.
Yes.
The slow burner song. I can't remember what it was.
Yes.
And then the crowd. I mean, but the thing is
they went berserk.
How many Essendon supporters were there? 40.
A lot.
Like 2,000.
Oh,
more. So you reckon 6 of the 46,000?
Yeah.
Right. So 40,000. But the thing is, it's 40,000 people there.
Yeah.
Are in teal, black, and white.
Yeah.
Going ballistic, getting excited.
Yes.
Once they ran out, I didn't know who I was going to bag for. Unbelievable. It wasn't intimidating.
I love passion in sport. That's one of the things I love. And it got me for sure.
Oh.
But not just that when they ran out and they played the Port Adelaide song, which is pretty a go-y song anyway.
Meh.
But then they played You Can't Tear Us Apart.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, that was before, wasn't it?
No, I think or was that after?
Yeah, but the whole
as they were lining up and the captains go to shake hands, they play Never Tear Us Apart.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is what we were talking about a year ago on this show.
Yes.
That's exactly what we're talking about. And they've done it. Port Adelaide has done it.
So if they can do it, why can't we do it?
I don't know. Because we've got no creative juices, no passion, real raw passion. Get people moving.
Why?
I don't know.
We got those guys who did the Back Our Boys campaign.
Oh, we'll have a siren. You know, we'll have a bloody air raid siren.
We have the air raid siren. Yeah. I think we play on the bomb a bit much. Like,
yeah,
you know, like I mean, it's not as easy to have a hawk fly in or a cat crawl in. I don't know. if we had a bomber now. We'd have Obama what's happening.
It's not about the bomber. It's not about it's our colours are magnificent. Bombers is fine. It's generating people passion. Loved it. Fantastic crowd. And we've been to Port Adelaide games before, and maybe we were just lucky where we were sitting, but they were more reasonable. Seemed to be more reasonable people around us.
You're kidding.
No, I'll tell you, much worse where we were there. Oh my God.
Jeez, I don't know. We could talk about the family behind us.
Yeah, well.
Dropping the C-bomb to their six-year-old son.
Oh, they got carried away.
Kicking my hand because I stopped him from kicking.
The booing is unbelievable.
I don't mind the booing.
I do.
I can handle the booing.
You can't boo everything.
That's
one of our mottos, you don't boo.
I can't handle... No, I'm saying...
Yeah, but they boo everything.
For Port Adelaide people.
Oh, okay, it's all right.
It seems to be a mode of communication.
Oh, okay.
But my point is... fine, I can deal with booing, I can get over that, I can even get over the peptides talk.
Yep.
It's honestly, and this is something I've never experienced, was the umpire.
Oh.
Because it's
every
not
decision.
We're biased. Everyone is biased towards their team.
Yep.
If it's a 50-50, it's obviously not, right? When you're watching your own team. But I mean every contest.
But do you know, in honesty, if you're honest and you're watching a game, because we've watched so many games, you feel a free kick before it happens because you know it's going
to
happen.
Well, I used to.
Now.
Let's not go on about that too much. We do have a little thing of that later on. Okay. But yes,
right. I won't go
that's
on
about
right.
that.
So,
right.
Yeah, look, but look, they are intimidating and it was a bit that way, but it made the day greater. It made beating them even better.
So good. That so, walk back to the hotel.
Wasn't that good?
With a raspy voice.
We should have stopped for that pie floater.
Should have stopped for the pie floater.
Only regret for the whole weekend. But anyway. Yeah,
mind you, if that's the only
and
regret.
Also, I'm so glad they didn't kick that last goal, listening. Because what, after mate? You said we're going to have a port for every point, if they kicked that goal, we would have won by 8. I would have still been in Adelaide somewhere.
I think you call it wankered. We would have been in big trouble.
So two ports was more than enough.
They were good ports.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, no. Good hotel, actually. I quite enjoyed myself.
Yeah, it was great.
Top barman. Yeah, so that was my thing. The only other thing I wanted to comment was, you've already done it, but it was just how good Adelaide Oval was.
Yes.
I don't think people quite understand how easy accessible, easy like to get into, enjoyable inside, clean space. There was so much space. I feel it.
Escalators everywhere. Food prices.
I can't believe this.
You get a proper Frankfurt, not
Vienna
this
Frank,
stupid hot dog.
A Vienna Frank.
With bacon, cheese, and a proper roll for $7. Yet here, you get a piece
super
of cardboard
dog.
With a soup. It's called a super dog with that old.
For $6.
For $6 or $6.50.
In all fairness, you do have to pay 50 cents for cheese and bacon.
No.
Yeah, you did. It was $7.50.
Oh, it's $7.50.
But still.
I got ripped off.
Yeah, no. I did the same.
I take my hat off. Pies are around $4.
Chips are $4.50. The condiments are free. And the condiments are free.
And real condiments. Yes, and real
relish.
$0.30 here for one of their little tubs of place. Give me a break. I'm going to bring my own sauce.
We should do a food blog. Footy food blog.
Anyway, they do a great job. I recommend anyone who can get there because it's an experience. I'm actually thinking cricket. Wouldn't be. I want to try.
Cricket would be
cricket
amazing
as well. Yep.
Because the way the wicket is.
Yeah,
if
well,
we sat in the same seats. We're sitting behind the bowler's arm. I couldn't believe that. But yes, no, very good. Top ground. Okay, news. You can't go on about it too much because everyone's asking you questions about it. But Goddard's taken a week.
Well, do I say it or not, or I wait?
Well, just say yes or no.
He's taken a week. I know about
well
it.
Well done. Very good. Hibbard might be fit.
Has to be fit. With no Goddard.
No
or
Watson.
We need that extra bit of grunt power, and they'll need help going down back because Collingwood's midfield is their strength.
Yep.
That's the only part of the Collingwood team that worries me is the midfield. So we need extra numbers in there, and we need Hibbert back. So we'll have to release either Winderlick or Stans, and one of them to get back into that midfield role. It's a critical thing. He has to come back.
Speaking of Collingwood, this week,
yes,
Sunday game,
yes,
your favourite.
Yeah, look at the time they picked this time.
3:20.
Why do you think they picked that?
Because
about the time the final siren will go, it'll be about 6:02 for the Channel 7 news. Wonderful piece of scheduling. Wonderful.
Yes.
3:20.
Not that we're cynical.
Not 2:10, 4:40, 3:20.
It does.
God love Channel 7.
Yeah, well, we all know how we feel.
Anyway, it's a really important. Well,
huge
when you look
game.
At the, let's we need to look at the ladder, I guess, because after everyone was saying that it's all over, it's done. Between teams 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, we're talking Collingwood, North Melbourne, Gold Coast, Adelaide, and Essendon, we've got 4 points and about 7%. So it's on.
Mm.
It is on in earnest. You know, no point talking about the past. Oh, if we had beaten St. Mm-hmm. Yes, obvious. If we'd won. Well, we've lost to St. Kilda and Melbourne, who are 16th and 18th. So if we won them, no point talking about it.
But if we won
it.
Every game by 50 points.
Well, that's right. If. But it's on now, in
it's
earnest.
On. It's
and
on.
We still get to play Gold Coast and Collingwood, two of those teams.
So that's pretty good.
So we're in there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But it's exciting. I mean, obviously you want to do well, but at the same time, with all the stuff that's going on, it's just good to see us being there. And you know, we do pull up some pretty good games. And if we could just finish, and it's a team. And as Bond has been saying, it's a
with all the things that are going, it's just great to see the players get some positive reinforcement. So, and Bomber's doing... Honestly, do we talk about this or do we leave this?
What?
The Bomber situation.
Well, We haven't mentioned.
We'll leave it. We'll leave it until we'll have it. We might have a special show when things are down a bit. We'll bring that up and have a special discussion.
When things are down.
Well, I've got some. I've got some real opinions on this because.
Yes, but you're that kind of guy.
Wow. Well, Caroline's back. Now, notice, can I just mention one thing to upset everybody? Andrew Demetrius quit the AFL, right? He's not there anymore. And Caroline Wilson hasn't broken a story since he's left. Is that a real coincidence, is it? And so today she's written the first story, and she's saying Essendon got treated leniently. And Bomber Thompson's a knucklehead for what he says. Oh, please. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, God. Right. Running out of stories, Caroline. It's a pity.
Well, she's got no.
It's all right. We'll give her another award. No problem at all.
All right. Too much sarcasm. The thing's going to blow up.
Yep.
Right. By the numbers. So they're up. And we've got some votes, actually. Have you got it up or have I got it up?
I think I have. I've got it here.
Oh, yeah. Go on. So we're doing number 24. For everyone that doesn't know, we go through every number that anyone's ever worn for Essendon. And we have it up on our website, napierstreetelite.com. You can go there now and vote. And if you so choose, Dad, what are you doing?
Yep. No, I don't know if you want to go through them, but there are probably three or four outstanding players. We'll go quickly through them. I'll be 1 minute. Frank Maher, 137 games, 124 goals. Jack Jones played in the 40s and 50s, 175 games, 156 goals. Already got a vote, I notice, on our system.
Sure does.
Frank Maher, who's actually the highest rated number 24 in the Essendon Champions book. He's rated at 27. 137 games in the 20s, 10 finals and 2 premierships. Joey Mussidi, who we all know and love, he's ranked at 42, played in the 90s and oohs. 236 games, 94 goals, Italian team with a century, not to be sneezed at. 2 premierships. My personal favourite, who's the lowest ranked of the players in the is Don McKenzie, who played 266 games as a ruckman in the 60s and 70s. He played against Giants. He was a leader of men. He played 2 premiership teams. He was best and fairest, a captain. I guess I'm impressionable
from the younger person. Well, it looks like he's got a couple of votes there anyway.
Yeah, he's got a couple of votes. He was 6'2", and he rucked against the Dittriches and the Len Thompsons and all those Giants.
Yes.
Outstanding player. So they're quickly, they're done, 24.
So you can
get your votes in.
Yes, you can tweet us at Napier Street Elite. Or you can...
Go in there and press the button is the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
While we're in there, can I bring up something that isn't on your sheet just so to upset you even more?
Oh, the run sheet is not... What's the point?
Because we're going to change. Last week we spoke about the ones that got away. And we got a comment from Peter. And thank you so much, Peter. I cannot believe I forgot Paul Sproul. And I did. So I have made a change in my team. And I also broke my own rule. And Peter also pointed me to that.
Yeah.
Because I said when he left an AFL club, he had to play another game.
But Lovett did.
No, he didn't. No, he never played for St Kilda. He did not play for St Kilda. He went to pre-season training. He was sacked before the season started.
So Lovett out, Sproul in.
Sproul. Yes, yeah, so Sproul straight into the team. He was a marvellous player. Premiership player for Richmond.
I think they've written it wrong then.
No, Sproul.
I'm kidding.
No, spot on. So, Peter, thank you so much for your note and comment, and it's been done and changed.
Yeah, it's good to have that. It's fun when you get it on the website as well. We don't get
many. Yeah, now we'll put this
on. Much more tweets. So if you ever want to comment,
I'll retype it and send it over to my producer over here, and he'll get it up there.
Feel free. That's right. So we'll have an image up later on this week for everyone who's interested in the ones that got away.
It is a great team.
Grumpy dads that got away.
Oh, Grumpy, the Grumpy Dad team. I'll tell you what, that'd be up there.
Yes. Right, so the VFL had a massive win this week.
Yes, very important. What a great result.
So 3 points over the league leaders, Box Hill.
And look who the best player was.
Well. What do you do?
Tagliabue, not even on the list. He's a big man, Justin. I've seen him now 3 times. This boy can play.
How old is he?
Jason Ashby. So good to see him in the best.
This and Steinberg. I'm a big Steinberg fan.
Yeah, he's not on the list.
No, either. I know, but...
Kefford kicking 4.
Again.
And Del Olio 3. We've got to get someone to kick some goals. And can we get someone who can kick from 20 straight in front without pooing their poo-poo pants?
Isn't it?
Not even the girls missed from 20 yards out straight in front of that women's game.
You shouldn't say that.
Oh, that's upset a lot of people.
You should not say that.
I shouldn't have said that.
No.
We can scratch that, can't we?
We assume men kick better than girls?
No, I don't. I think the girls are great.
I think they're better, actually. There you go. They should be president. I
didn't mean it the sound of the way it did.
Of course not.
All I'm saying is these guys are professional players getting paid $250,000 and they cannot kick a goal.
Juniors do it. as well.
Yes.
You know, junior boys and girls. They can do it. That's what shits.
You think you got me out of trouble now?
Nope. That's what gets on my nerves is the, you know, when I was a kid, that's what you'd practice.
Absolutely.
If you were in the forward
line.
And
you used to go all the way around. That's right. Both angles.
And it was a competition. It was always good. It was always good fun.
And you always had five shots. And then always.
Now, who knows? Now we do snapshots all the time.
Well, yeah, we can kick them from the barrel 50 out, bouncing 15 times and getting them through. We cannot kick one.
The wrong one. I think that, yeah, I think.
So,
I
therefore, think, if you wanted, sorry, now to get back to your topic, which is I got excited again, is the seconds. What a ladder position now. We are now equal in eighth spot with Sandringham and only 2 points behind sixth spot. And we're playing Collingwood, I guess. So, this is fantastic. The draw might help us because our percentage is a bit lower than Sandringham, Collingwood and Williamstown. So, we're right in there. We could actually get in. This would be fantastic for the twos.
It would be a big thing.
Yep.
And we play Port Melbourne next week, who are obviously
A problem. So we're not playing Collingwood. You fixed me up there, Josh. Thanks.
Yeah. So but we do play Melbourne. But we do play Collingwood again, I think.
We do, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we do. I can't remember. But we play Port Melbourne next week.
Yeah, but it's pretty tight because the two teams under us are also on 24. So you've got North Ballarat and Geelong on 24.
Yeah.
Both equal percentages with us. So it is absolutely
tight. It's good to see, like, Footscray, Collingwood.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Essendon.
Yeah.
That's Geelong, not what Richmond.
When you listen to the ABC, though, that's not what the VFA was meant to be.
No.
But it's now turning into an AFL Melbourne seconds competition. So they need to do. Well, Bendigo's finished, by the way. I don't know if you knew. They've pulled out of the competition.
I heard.
This
rumors.
Is their last year.
That is.
They'll finish the season, and that's it for Bendigo.
Do you feel guilty?
We did it wrong.
We did do it wrong.
But Bendigo Pioneers weren't all that successful either. Bendigo has not followed the.
That
North Ballarat lead, unfortunately. They haven't been able to gel the Bendigo people to follow them. What Bendigo should have done is picked a local team, one of the local strong teams. Anyway, that
this
doesn't
is matter. The, this is the whole team. They haven't made Launceston it. And Hobart.
That's right. They haven't quite been able to do it. So, yeah. But we need to support Frankston and Coburg and Port Melbourne to make sure that some of the links stay with the old VFA.
Well, I mean, Williamstown is still going. Box Hill. I mean, that's Hawthorne.
Well, Box is Hawthorne.
But so. Williamstown. Oh, yeah, Williamstown's North Melbourne, isn't it? Yeah. So it's Port Melbourne. Who are
Port Melbourne is independent.
Sandy, or Sandy.
Sandy's Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah.
Well, I think, well, no, Casey's no, no. Melbourne. Casey's
so Sandringham, St Kilda.
St Kilda. That's right, sorry. Yep. Sandringham, St Kilda. And you've got, we need Coburg now because they're independent.
So Coburg, Frankston and are struggling.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Coburg's only won three games. Frankston's only won one, but North Ballarat seem to have done it well. Okay.
We're sitting here watching, looking at the thing. All right, yes. Yeah, so, no, it was, as you alluded to, Ashby in there again.
Yeah, which is really important. We need a midfielder, another midfielder. Yeah.
Edwards kicking goals. Bellchambers kicking goals.
It's going to be really interesting to see the team they pick to play Collingwood because that's where you've got to stop them.
Well, that's it. I mean, I hope Hocking's fit because he looked a little bit tender at the end of the game as well.
A few of our players did, I thought.
Yeah, but Hocking's vital for that.
Yeah.
Because he'll shut down one player, but that only leaves three others.
Yeah.
We have to shut down.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Now, we started last week. Was it last week? Yes. The Grumpy Dad. Hashtag Grumpy Dad.
Yeah.
Well, it's gone viral. You actually got a whole page worth of stuff, so we'll go through a few of them. And that's good. They're all good.
Okay, cool.
All right, so. The guy who started it all, and I said, I hope I pronounced it right.
And we didn't.
He said he didn't, but he also didn't necessarily explain how to say it right. So, Fong Lee, I apologize.
Fongy Lee.
Fongy Lee?
Yep.
Well, he'll tell us, I'm sure, one day. Here's the next hashtag Grumpy Dag topic, BT's commentary.
Oh, no. Well, do I rant and rave, or do I just give...
You've got 10 minutes to go your hardest.
Well... There's two things questions. About BT's comedy. One is an opinion, and the other one is just such a fear. Brian Taylor is a child doing a man's job.
What is that, and a macho? An embryo?
He's got no creativity.
No.
While he's doing a wow-wee, Richo, have a look at that, Richo, and he's talking
that
about...
That was really good. That was really good. That was
Richo.
That was a very good...
he's doing that, and he's talking about someone's haircut. Or he's talking about someone's tattoo.
Or shoes,
missed four pieces of play, three bits of controversy, and who knows what else. Well, I was at this near the start of the season, and I'll comment on a neutral game, because when the Essendon plays, I get hot.
Yes, yes.
But I was watching Melbourne, and you know we follow a certain player who plays for Melbourne.
We do.
On this day, this guy got 22 possessions. Brian Taylor called him four times. That's Brian Taylor. You finish a game of football with Brian Taylor and you've come out of it none the better.
No, I certainly agree.
You've learned nothing. Whereas I know people complain about Bruce and all the others, but I can guarantee you if you listen to Bruce's commentary, not only is he with it, you will also learn something about the game. You'll get a fact that you definitely didn't know, or you'll get something that entices your experience, that enriches your experience. With Brian Taylor, it is childish, it is baby-like, it is boring. And then when someone has a go at him, he turns into a feral.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace. Yeah. Now, the sad thing is, he's consistently voted in the best one or two commentators in the business, so I know nothing.
I can't understand.
Therefore, we want people are watching footy. They don't actually want to watch the footy. They just want to be entertained. And while he's wowee, look at the hairdo, that's what people are looking at.
Yeah, no.
I mean, Richo?
We often...
what about Richo? What do you think of that, Richo? Oh, give me a break.
It's always Richo.
If I was Richo, I'd hit him over there with a bat.
And how much shit did he give Richo for... Because he got inducted to Hall of Fame.
Oh, of course.
And he absolutely left. Oh, like, and you know, you pick on him. You're going to pick
and
on him.
And they loved it. But it went on. Was it Cloak who passed BT's record of calling, or did they give it to him? But that's what I mean. It takes the precedent of the game that you're watching.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that's ridiculous. I'm not sure what Fongi Lee meant. I guess he's not liking BT. Yeah. But when Essendon play, I pray that it's not Big T. And I have to say one more thing, and this is now as a biased Essendon supporter.
That's fine. It's our show.
A lot of the current commentators, unfortunately, come from a crop that played against a very strong Essendon team, so they've got bad feelings. When you've got a commentary team with Brereton, Dunstall, Matthews,
Shaw,
Brian Taylor, Shaw, that smiling assassin from Footscray.
Yeah. Johnson.
Johnson.
Alistair Lynch.
Essendon have given these people some really bad memories, and boy, are they paying us back. Yeah, don't you know it? Yeah. None of them, and David King.
David King hates it.
Oh, hates it. And it's so obvious, and they can't hide it, because I'm putting some gratuitous compliment to Essendon, and I feel like saying, go away.
The only one that doesn't seem to do it is probably Lingy. He's not bothered at all, is he? I mean, his career rested. Not giving him any issues.
No, that's right.
10 years. That's like, right. Really?
Probably not bothered him. Not bothered me.
Not bothered Lingy.
But he's terrific. And there's a few terrific commentators. I'll tell you, as far as commentators, Jared Waitley, ABC, Fox, 360.
Best.
Head and shoulders above the rest.
Easily.
And then Bruce McAvaney and Dennis Cometti are still quality.
Because he's entertainment too.
Look, I know people complain about that quality. You are enriched for the experience. You have a laugh at Dennis.
But he never misses.
And another thing about BT, he gets the players wrong.
You know, it's 10 minutes for the whole thing.
Okay.
No, go on. He gets it wrong. Well, how often does he get it wrong?
Oh, he gets quite a few players wrong.
Quite often. But he's quite players. He's not watching where the ball goes. Sometimes.
He doesn't care because he's watching haircuts and tattoos and somebody's boots because they're World Cup soccer boots. Oh, how's that, Richo? You wouldn't have worn those in your day. No, you wouldn't because they weren't available, idiot. Sorry.
This is heating up. He also added, just quickly, Mr. Lee also added, the booing would provide more insight than Brian Taylor ever could.
Oh, there you go. So
that's
So he's actually not a... Yeah, well, I agree.
Our lovely lady, Miss Darley.
Yeah, how's she going?
She's doing...
Did I upset her, didn't I?
Well, that was very funny. Yes. Go check out our Twitter. We had a moment of Heppel is the new
Goddard,
and I've tweeted back, Dad's left Adelaide Oval. He's walked out, had enough. And she's responded quite well with, there's plenty of restaurants
here in Adelaide, good time. Which is true.
It was. Unless it's
a lot
Sunday.
Of good restaurants. Unless it's Sunday after 6.
We struggled
6.
On Sunday.
Good luck.
After 6 a.m. If it's not Rundle Mall, we did it wrong. We did Rundle Mall twice in 2 days. But really, we should have left it to Sunday because we tried going everywhere else. And other than the museum, there's nothing.
Mm. No, it goes quiet.
We struggled.
Very church town. You should have gone to church.
I'd set a light if I walked into a church. I'd be a flame. But no, look, it was. We love Adelaide. Adelaide.
Heppel is not the new Goddard. I think.
No, don't worry about that.
Heppel is actually a Heppel. He's different. He's going to be a leader for a long, long time.
Yes.
So I agree with
you. He's certainly not as crazy. I think he'd let more things go than Goddard, that's for sure. I think Goddard would hold a grudge for quite a while.
I'm sure there were two players that ran out onto that ground on Saturday that were angry before a ball was bounced.
I'm telling you
now. And we both know who they are.
Yes.
Goddard and Chapman.
Yes. Chappy was good.
So he's actually, been in the chat and had some scores to settle with a few of those guys. So he must have bought some
Robbie
grudges.
Gray. I mean, Robbie Gray's such a little irk, isn't he? Like, he just gets...
He's an irk.
He irks you.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, okay. But okay, Miss
sorry,
Cactus,
I got carried
Little
away.
Miss Daly does ask, question for Grumpy Dad, what was it like when there was a holding the ball rule in footy?
Oh, that's why you wouldn't let me go on.
Wink.
Wink. I can tell you...
She does wink at... Probably...
I did. I think I already said it. I'm not sure, but... it was a disgrace on Saturday night. Both ways.
Both ways.
Both ways.
They decided just to not do it.
Well, Dempsey, as I said, three perfect tackles, not rewarded. People caught throwing it. 360s, 180s, yeah, dropping it, not kicking
and
it.
And us too. Us too.
Us too, yeah, oh, we got one. Yeah. I mean, there were a few. And as we said, why don't they umpire the simple rules, get them right, and then worry about all the complicated, deliberate, out of bounds and goal review. Goal review. Give me a break. Yeah. I mean, pushing the back's another one. That's pretty simple. Let's get it basically
right. Well, but I'm confused
right.
with pushing the back, though, well, no, with the elbow thing.
What's your back?
If you, no, what do you
push? A push is a push. What does it matter
that's
what's
right.
it with?
That's right. That's right. Surely that's what it is.
Pushing with your... No, I won't say that.
Okay.
Yes, I agree. So, yes. Yeah, spot on, Dali, again. Absolutely spot on.
Gareth, our friend, Whittam G... topic to get Dad, brackets, and every Essendon supporter angry. Goddard missing our biggest game of the year for that incident. Now, well, before you go on,
yes.
Before you go on, Seamus, I'm just going to put this all in because it's a bit of a double question. Goddard's suspension is ridiculous and soft. What are the match review panel doing? So there's two sides of this argument. I'll let you argue. I'll let you argue upon yourself.
I cannot believe... That was actually a 2-week penalty.
That's hard, isn't
gone
it?
Gone down to one because he took it. Jesus Christ.
Why can't... Yeah. Mad. But it's all honestly. A point system now, isn't it?
Look, we've said many times that we've lost faith in the match review. We've lost faith with umpires. And I don't blame the umpires. I blame the way they're set out there to do the job because the game isn't that difficult. Stick to the basic rules and get them right and you'll be okay. Now... What? All right, I'm sorry to digress, but we got back on Friday night from dinner in Adelaide and just in time to see World Championship Wrestling between Hawthorn and North Melbourne. And I've turned it on and I'm sitting down and I'm watching this and I said to the lovely wife, I said, what the hell is going on here? Right? And there's a guy attempting to murder someone. And Lee Matthews, naturally Hawthorn, says, oh, geez, I'll get a fine for wrestling. Goddard gets 2 weeks for that. This guy has got someone down. He's on his knees and he's choking him to death and he's going to get a fine for wrestling.
To Lakes,
I give up. I don't understand it. We need Goddard this week, but there you go. You have to take it. You have to live with it. Soft is not a word. Listen, this year, this could actually come to burn. Because I'll tell you now, Ablett's injured.
Yeah.
The favourite for the Brownlow is absolutely...
Yeah. Oh, no, don't even... We can't even... That's going to be horrible. It's going to be the Frio boy.
Yes.
Yeah. No, don't. If he...
And he is going to be suspended five. For some five.
Oh, no.
For 27 people have done worse things and got nothing. This week. And he's going to lose a Brownlow.
Yep.
Someone's got to do something about this. This is not funny anymore. It's ridiculous.
This is Chris Grant all over again.
And Chris Grant.
And the North Melbourne.
Chris Grant was even worse because that was done by an individual.
Yeah, that's right.
An individual did
that. And what's his name? The North Melbourne fellow, 31. Oh, McKernan. I mean, these big men never win the bloody thing, and there's two taken from them.
This will come to a head one day.
Yeah, no.
And look, Goddard and Chapman did go out there angry, and Goddard did do that, but 2 weeks down to one is unconscionable.
The Bagley non-decision.
Oh, yeah, well, it was like probably 20 others, I reckon, but I agree. Yeah.
That's from Seamus as well.
Yeah, Seamus, yes.
So it's very good. You've rolled him up. You've done very well.
Well, they're good ones, and whoever BT, well, he riles me every time. But he's not on his own.
No.
I have to be honest. I refuse. I don't listen to SCN anymore because Dermot Brereton's on it, and I refuse to watch anything that if Essendon's playing and Dermot's carrying, the sound goes down, or
radio
I don't watch it. Or I put the radio on.
I
will not watch Dermot Brereton or listen to him at all. There are some players
to ungrumpify you.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Gareth, our fella. During our time away, tweeted us and said we are able now to fix the no memorable moments against Port.
Yes,
because that it will now that goes
certainly into number
be
one.
By a country mile.
By a country mile.
Considering the second
one
was
that's
the
a great point.
Yep,
that's a great point. It's taken 14 years, but we got there
again. He's just now live tweet. Glad Thompson mixed and matched Hurley Carlisle during this match. This is a strength we should be using. What is that?
We'll agree 100%. We were actually talking about that.
We certainly were.
We kept saying, we've got to keep trying Carlisle forward because in the end, when we get into big crux games, they're going to have to be interchangeable.
That's right.
And this is what Thompson's trying to do. He's trying to create this. Let's be patient. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. And then when Essendon supporters start booing Carlisle, gee whiz. I mean, so absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And I think they're going to be critical as the finals come out. Because obviously Fletcher's only going to play in certain games. And let's hope that we carry him through. But this Hurley and Carlisle are great footballers. Forget their positions. Forget they're great footballers. And they'll be even better over the years.
Yeah, that's right.
No question in my mind.
Top stuff, really.
No question in my mind.
It's an exciting thing to have.
Absolutely.
Not many other teams
Not many
have
other
it
teams. And they've got, you know, we've got a couple of key position players as good as that. No, they're not dominating at the moment. No, they're not doing, but you can see it and you can feel it that it's going to happen. And when Joey gets going, if he keeps his passion and raw emotion going and mixes it up with a bit of strength on that, gee whiz, that's not bad goal to goal.
Agreed.
And what's his name?
Hooker. Well, yeah.
We've got the spine to match anybody.
Agreed. Thank you, everyone, very much for getting involved. It's good fun when we can do it like that. And obviously, the hashtag Grumpy Dad is taking the social media world by storm.
I'll leave my couple of ones.
You can leave yours to quieter weeks.
Yes, that's right. That's great that people do that. And I like being encouraged because it gets
antagonized.
That's
great.
Okay, so far, I haven't actually disagreed with anyone yet, but we'll get there.
So this week, Saturday.
At
Port Melbourne, the VFL will take on Port Melbourne. Massive game.
Yep.
Big opposition.
Yeah.
And, of course, Sunday's against the old enemy, 320.
At the G. On Sunday.
Sunday. So get involved. Tweet us at Napier Street Elite. You can find us on Facebook. You can email us at napierstreetelite@gmail.com or you can go to napierstreetelite.com.
Yep.
Until next week, everyone, go Bombers.
Go Bombers.